Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Suicide bomb attack on a hotel in Afghanistan's capital ended today with the deaths of one policeman and all three attackers. The Northgate Hotel houses foreign contractors, including Americans. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S.-backed forces have driven Islamic State extremists from 70% of the besieged Syrian city of Manbij. That's near the Turkish border. Ohio State University Middle East scholar Alam Payan tells VOA Manbij is one of the most important pieces of real estate in Syria's civil war.
I think any place that which is resupplying either men or equipment, and if that is really prevented, so that's a great success in the part of those that who are fighting against terrorism. So any interruption for either the personnel or the vehicles or equipment or supplies, so it's a successful operation.
Meantime, the Syrian government says it is ready to resume United Nations-sponsored peace talks with the opposition in Geneva at the end of August, without preconditions and without any external interference. Tens of thousands of opposition supporters rallied in the Congolese capital, Kinshasa, demanding that President Joseph Kabila step down when his second term ends in December. They heard from 83-year-old coalition leader Etienne Tshisekedi, who returned to the Democratic Republic of Congo last week after 2 years in Belgium for medical treatment. Tshisekedi told the rally, if Mr. Kabila hangs on to power, it would amount to high treason. This is VOA News.